a surprising lack of food price inflation. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, we've been reporting on it for months, the expected rise in food prices, except that rise hasn't really risen. And given the fact that the Midwest saw the worst drought last year in the past 70 years, USDA food price economist Ricky Volpe is surprised to say that as far as food prices at the grocery store go,
we really haven't seen any impact of the drought at all, looking at the average number overall.
As the latest food price index numbers for April show that food prices are only up 0.2%. And when you compare food prices this April from April a year ago,
food prices, grocery prices, are about 1 percentage point, 1% higher than they were a year ago, you know, in April of 2012.
And that accounts for the sharp increase in fresh vegetables, with about a 5% increase from a year ago, something we already noted in previous reports was more of a course correction since they saw a dramatic drop last year. And therefore, Volpe says if you take that out of the food price equation,
then we see that food prices are really even lower, you know, relative to where they were a year ago, you know, across the board.
And Volpe says that has been a trend all this year, with food prices barely going up at all for the year so far.
Which is just about as good as it gets for consumers.
But with a good portion of the corn and wheat crop areas still in drought and much of the other areas flooded, there's really no telling what consumers might expect in months to come. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.